You still agree?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I've been writing you a long letter.
You what?
I've been writing you a long letter. I just haven't gotten it in the mail.
Well, go ahead and put it in the mail anyway.
Okay.
I had a note, a Christmas card note from Elaine, who told me that your mother died.
Yes, and it's been a hard year, a real hard year.
Taking care of her before she died.
Well, and Dick had a heart attack.
Oh, really?
Last March.
Oh, my goodness.
And then Mother had a massive stroke and then a massive heart attack and was totally bedridden. And it's just been real difficult, you know.
Right.
I didn't have any time at all.
Well, have you been able to work and all of that?
I did keep up with my work.
Uh-huh.
With the help of once or twice of people who filled the void when I had to run.
Uh-huh. Well, how is Dick?
He's doing much better. He had to stop smoking, so he's put on a lot of weight, which is worrying him, but he's doing pretty well.
Uh-huh.
As Gaston?
He's doing fine most of the time. He's having a little recurrence of his chronic problem right now, but it's the first time since, I'd say, in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So we feel fortunate there. Well, did your mother live in her apartment the whole time?
No. About 2 years ago, we put her into a retirement home.
Uh-huh.
Right nearby here. In fact, it was in Hope Mills.
Yeah.
And I'd go out and see my student teachers and then stop by and see her every afternoon, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that was after a couple of minor strokes where she lost short-term memory, became a problem.
Uh-huh.
And she would forget to take her medicine and even forget to eat and that kind of thing. So.
I think I remember that that she did that. You did that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where are the children?
Well, let's see. Haynes and Scott are still in Burlington with the two children. They're probably skiing this weekend if they could make slide up the mountain because we had a lot of snow.
Uh huh.
I was up there last weekend and we got 18 inches and I ended up staying 6 days instead of two.
Yeah, I tried to call you last week.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh. And I guess that's where you were.
Yeah.
Well, what about Melinda?
Oh, she's in Mount Airy.
Oh, okay. What's she doing?
Well, she's working a full schedule and then taking classes, planning to be going into medical technology. She's going to be a radiology person.
Mm-hmm.
And she thinks she's interested in that now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She got tired of being an accountant.
Well, how are things at Methodist College?
Well, they're going along pretty good. We started the student teachers yesterday. And, of course, we'll open up, you might say, the whole program next week.
Mm-hmm.
Start classes Wednesday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. We haven't really got going yet this fall. We're going to need a spring, you know, just getting organized, I guess you'd say.
Yeah. Do you have several students?
I usually will have several student teachers and several field experience as well as my classes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we all, just like we used to, we all carry a little bit of a load.
Yeah. Well.
Of course, we've got a lot more people sharing the load nowadays.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, we have... ooh, let me think. Probably about six or seven in the department, and Wendy Johnson works with us as well as a couple of other people on the field experience.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you must have many more students then.
Well, the numbers are still small in the education department to me. We have a lot in classes, but those that get through to the final phase, with all the increased standards and intake and all that stuff, we just haven't, I guess we have maybe 20 a semester student teaching or something like that. But the numbers are not that high yet.
Mm-hmm.
We hope it'll expand.
Well, Gaston and I are going to supervise some this term here at this university.
Good. That's always fun to me.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part is getting out into the schools with them.
Right. Well, mine are going to be, they're going to a whole semester for student teaching.
Mm.
And some are into the whole semester, and there are a few of who are in the old program. who are 10 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got three whole semesters and two 10 weeks. And three are in elementary, one in middle, and one in high school.
Uh-huh.
And I'm doing children's literature this time, too.
Oh, good. No, that's always a fun class.
Yes, yes.
A lot of work to do for you, but...
35 people in the class.
Wow.
That's too many.
Mm-hmm.
The woman who has taught it here for years and years had a load doing other things, so this is the first time I've had the opportunity to do it here. Meets only one day a week, 4:30 to 7:30,
mm-hmm.
so that doesn't tie up much time.
No.
And I've met the class one time. They began last week.
Mm-hmm.
So keep fingers in, dabbling a little bit.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how I'm going to do that, because when we retire, I'm going to end up being down at the beach, and that's too far from any college. So I don't know what I'll do.
Is it a long way from Wilmington?
It's probably about an hour.
Oh, okay.
About an hour's drive.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite that far from the college, because that's on that end of town near me, you know,
right.
Near the beach, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I just don't know.
Well, is Dick able to work?
Yes, he's. They gave him a driver for a few weeks there. I think it was maybe about 6 weeks they didn't want him driving, and so
mm-hmm.
the company gave him a full-time driver.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when they cleared him and he was doing fine, he went back on the road himself. He doesn't travel quite as, heavily as he did.
Mm-hmm.
He gave up some of his territory, but he picked up some new accounts, a whole lot of new accounts, so it's almost as busy, but he's managing to cycle them out so that he's not gone too much and he's not under a great deal of pressure. That the stress was what was getting to him. See, the company has jumped from being really a small two-state company.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken up the whole Southeast now. They merged with several other major companies,
mm-hmm.
and everything has just taken off like a rocket. And so he's just he was under such pressure, it seemed to me like he was putting himself under the pressure, not the company.
Right.
They're just wonderful to work with, and have done everything in the world to keep him from overdoing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he's getting along fine, I think, if we can just get his weight down. They
mm-hmm.
keep saying that he's going to hit a plateau and then he can start losing some, you know.
Yeah.
We got him a walking machine, what do you call it? One of those things.
Right, exercise.
Exercise, where
uh-huh.
you walk. Uh-huh.
Right.
And that kind of thing, but he's still not applying himself to it. He does hate to work, to walk, you know, and exercise.
Mm-hmm.
How are your children?
Well, Becky is back in college. I think I told you
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
And she's going to be finishing up for her certificate requirements in June.
Oh, good.
And then we're hoping that she'll get a job.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Big time, we're hoping she gets a job.
Wait, is she still living in Atlanta?
Columbus, Georgia.
Columbus, okay.
Mm-hmm. And she's in college there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing very well.
Good.
Very well.
And your darling granddaughter and
yeah,
grandson?
She's a ninth grader.
Growing up.
Yeah, she's a little taller than I. She's a pretty girl.
Mm.
Doesn't like to study. likes to talk on the phone more than she likes to study. And Duncan is having a little social problems. He's a fourth grader, and he doesn't handle conflicts real well. We're a little bit concerned about him. So we talked. Becky called last night, and he's a handsome little boy, and he's always been happy-go-lucky. But he's just run into a few problems, and we're hoping it's going to work out. The father is not much help there.
I'm afraid of that.
No, not at all.
He needs a strong father image with something like that, doesn't he?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. He's more apt to put, you know, not to shift responsibility to somebody else.
Well, you know, Ben is now in sixth grade, and
oh,
my
really?
Grandson, yes. And he every now and then does something wild. He made a Molotov cocktail with some airplane fluid he had from one of his little buzzing airplanes, you know, one of those things that you...
Ooh.
And blew up the front yard last year. And then told his mother he didn't have anything to do with it. So, of course, she had him dead to rights. And she got him straightened out. But every once in a while, he'll do something wild like that or, I don't know, just something will come over him. I'm not sure what it is. He'll quit doing his homework when nobody, if you're not watching him constantly.
Yes, well.
And I think little boys are just more difficult to raise and to get them to, you know, keep their nose to the grindstone, I guess.
Well, how about the granddaughter?
Oh,
I forgot if she's older or younger.
She's younger.
Okay.
She's in third grade. She's quite bright. She's wonderful on a computer. She writes me computer stories. And I just love them. You know, they're just full of cute little things.
Sarah used to do that. She's not much into it right now. I hope she gets back to it.
Well, she's hit the teens, so you've got...
Yeah.
Becky's going to have her hands full.
She's got teenitis. In a big way.
I'm expecting that to be the case when Rachel hits there because she's already a social butterfly, you know. Parties and overnights and everything you can think of she's into.
Yeah.
All girl.
Well, Sarah is too. She's, you know, concerned about what her hair looks like and shampoos her hair twice a day. You know, that kind of thing.
Either in the shower or on the phone.
Yeah, right.
Oh, me.
Well, you finished that letter now and
okay.
get it to me.
I had so many things to tell you that. And I didn't get a chance to do the Christmas cards because Mother passed away just before Christmas. As a matter of fact, we had my nephew from New York, who's on the stock exchange, you know, the one that went to Stanford and was such a bright thing,
right,
was coming down that weekend just to visit. And so we ended up calling everybody in the family, and everybody managed to make it. So we just had, I think, about 6 days there that I didn't get to do anything but look after family and get them on and off planes and that kind of thing. And then the next thing we knew, you know, it was Christmas Day and all the family was back. So I really didn't have time to do anything. I've not done Christmas cards in probably 30 years.
Well, where did you bury her?
In Salisbury,
Where
we buried my brother. And she had a plot there, and so we did a, and Dr. Christian did the service for us on the Sunday morning.
Good.
And then we all drove up to Salisbury and had the service there, and family from up there met us. And then we had to turn around and come back because one of my nephews had to be back on the plane that evening, that night. And so, and it was just, you know, a constant stream of getting people in and out.
How old was she?
95.
Wow.
And she had led a rich, full life until just the last, well, the last 2 years had she had slowed down and began having those little strokes and then that massive stroke. I had had her at the beach, and she'd been complaining of a headache the whole week she was down there in May. And then I got her home, and 3 days later she had this massive stroke. And she'd been to the doctor, but we just didn't realize it was that's what it was, I guess. So, how's your dad?
Well, he's just on hold. He's I sit with him every third Saturday, and he doesn't communicate anymore except nonverbal. And I think he knows who I am. He enjoys company, and he smiles a lot, but he doesn't talk, and he doesn't walk anymore.
That gets hard because, Mother was bedridden the last few months, and it was very hard.
He's incontinent, and that creates a problem because he still resists their changing him. Not as much as he used to, but he does. And it's sad.
It is.
It really is sad. He's not quite 87, But he's on the Alzheimer's wing of the of the place where he's living, and they classify him as that. And he meets fits many of the characteristics of people with Alzheimer's.
Mm.
So.
But you think he knows you?
I think so.
Or that you're familiar anyway.
Yeah, right.
My aunt, my uncle died in September, and his wife had Alzheimer's and was in a home,
mm-hmm.
and she doesn't know anyone, and they're in great distress over that because
yes.
they go and she just talks real ugly to him and everything.
Uh-huh. Well, he...
in a way,
he's
a little better.
When he first went there, he talked ugly to the caretakers when
mm-hmm.
they tried to give him a bath and
mm-hmm.
change him. He let some real strong language fly.
Uh-huh.
but they all know that this is typical. I sometimes think
mm-hmm.
that he thinks I'm my mother, his wife.
You know, Mother was calling me Mama.
She was.
The last 2 days, last two or three days. That's why I knew that we weren't going to be, you know, she wasn't going to be around much longer because
uh-huh.
she began talking to me like I was her mother.
Yes, yes.
So.
Well, I wheel him down to the dining hall. At the one end they have a piano, and I play some familiar songs for him. Of course, he doesn't hear either.
No, Mom
but
didn't
I think,
either.
I think he can hear a tune song.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he smiles.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, it's so sad.
It is.
Mm.
It
so
is.
Hard to take. It really
mm-hmm.
is.
It is.
But you do the best you can and struggle.
Right.
Mm.
Well, I hope you're going to be able to get some rest now.
Well, I've been doing that the last week or two with the snow. I just laid around and read and wrote letters and thank yous for all the things that were done during the service and everything,
uh-huh.
and got some of it done, and I got started on your letter, but it's going to be a long one.
Well, I look forward to it.
We had
about 2 inches of snow here last weekend.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't realize you got any in Alabama.
Yeah. See,
we got about 18 up at Haynes's.
Yes, we heard.
We heard. Fayetteville got just a coating of ice, and that's all they got this time,
uh-huh.
Was just a heavy coating of ice. But,
yes.
Anyway,
yeah, we woke
up
Sunday morning, last Sunday morning, and it was just beautiful, about two
mm-hmm.
inches. Yeah, we live in the mountains.
Oh, do you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, the Appalachian Mountains come down into northeast Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So Jacksonville is a little hilly town.
Well, I knew you had some hills, but I didn't realize it was up in that area. I mean, I didn't realize it was that close to the Appalachian chain.
Uh huh. It's the tail end
mm-hmm.
of that chain of
mm-hmm.
mountains.
Yeah, the mountains did get a good dose.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they got. She doesn't even know how much they got. She was snowed in completely for several days.
I'll bet so. Well, we saw somebody this morning who has a daughter living in Stanton, Virginia, and I believe she said they had 30 inches there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of snow.
Mm-hmm. It surely is.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you go.
Okay, and thank
you
for
finish
going.
Up that ladder and
all right.
get it off to me.
And you take care and hope everything goes well for you.
Yes, same with
enjoy
you.
Enjoy the student teachers.
Yes, you too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.